Hello, everyone, and welcome to CView Quantum Network. I'm your presenter, Daniel, and I'm here with producer Claudia Pareco. Our opening song features Sunset Serenade by Cycloned. Albums and singles are available in all music stores and platforms. A moment of your time is one of the most extraordinary gifts we could ever be given. Each week, we create a place for you to rest your heart by providing the platform for peaceful connection to the most gifted lightworkers, intuitives, alternative healers, who will surprise you with something different, something outside of what's expected, innovative and unique. Our shows are held on Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. time and 9 a.m. Pacific time. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with the host. Take My Call. At any moment before or during the show, you can opt for Take My Call and jump the long line of callers. We are now following the Pay What You Can business model. You pay what you feel our services are worth to you. You can send a payment using paypal.me/PUREPCO and add the amount that you want. To request a show, please write to Claudia Pareco at cview1111@gmail.com or visit our website, cview1111.net. Now, close your eyes and get in touch with the present, the only reality. Feel your body, feel your breath, and let it drift back to the present moment.
Welcome, seekers of truth and transformation, to another profound episode of Conversations with a Sword of Truth, hosted by the insightful Sylvain Nicolau on CBN Quantum Network. Today, we embark on a journey into the heart of sovereignty, exploring the emerging path of the Golden Age. Sovereignty, derived from Latin roots, super-region, is a rulership of the kingdom of self, a state where thoughts, emotions, and actions exist in self-love, self-healing, and self-transformation. It is a journey towards self-awareness, authenticity, and self-mastery. As Sylvain often reminds us, lead yourself lest you be led. In this episode, Sylvain shares the essence of the sovereign way and how it leads to the reclaiming the totality of self through self-love and transformation. It is a path of resilience, transparency, authenticity, and truth, a golden thread weaving through the fabric of higher consciousness. Before we dive into this dynamic conversation, a special announcement. Sylvain invites you to sign up for her sovereignty workshop this month at her website, sylvainnicolau.com. Look at the page where she has all her classes and workshops. In this workshop, it's an opportunity to delve deeper into the principles we explore today, empowering you on your path to self-mastery. So now, let's bring to the show our host of the day, and let's start off with a fundamental question. Sylvain, what does living a life of sovereignty mean to you, and why do you believe it's a crucial in today's world? And thank you for coming here.
Well, hi, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon, evening. Thank you for tuning in. This is Siobhan Nicolau, the Sword of Truth. Welcome to my podcast, Conversations with the Sword of Truth. To listen to previous conversations, to schedule a reading with Spirit, or to register for our upcoming workshops, courses, or our mentorship programs, click the link in the bio. Claudia, was kind enough to mention this workshop we have. We have a workshop every month. This month, it's about tools for sovereign empowerment. It includes a powerful sovereign activation. It's a Zoom event that starts Saturday, March 16th at from 12 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Before we answer your questions, we want to just continue with this, and then we'll go ahead and dive in. So this activation in this workshop gets you consciously connected and acquainted with your inner being, your sovereign self. And we give you tools to strengthen, to trust, and to maintain that connection. You will experience conscious contact with your sovereignty at a much deeper level. And we show you how to develop, nurture, and experience this inner world, how to allow the emergence of self through the medium of watercolor, and how to consciously overcome the ego within your body, mind, and soul. So let us guide you on this powerful and ever-evolving journey from one to zero. And you don't need to be artistic, so don't be afraid of the watercolor segment. It's quite a nice surprise what emerges from that exercise itself. Well, hello, Claudia. And so your question is, why is sovereignty important? And sovereignty is a consciousness that began emerging that I became aware of in 2013. This is after many years of transforming emotional energy within my soul to become whole within myself. You know, it's just, it never ends, but you become more and more whole the more light you reclaim. And so in 2013, I'm sure many of you who are consciously on the path were aware of things that shifted. And I became the sword, and we'll talk about how that happened, and it built up over a 10-year period, unbeknownst to me, until it happened. But this consciousness literally came to me, and I was to become the sword itself, and I did. And in this truth was about the sovereign way. And the sovereign way, it does not mean separate. It's an important element now because there's so many beings of light that are making an appearance on the planet. There's religions, there's society, there's all these things that want you to follow this truth. But in doing that, if you know how to utilize what they offer, you can arrive at your own truth. So there, we're not saying don't follow the path that you're on, wherever it takes you. We're just saying that there is a way to become self-sufficient in all ways, self-loving. It's just self. And you could call it selfish, but it's really not that. But it's like lead yourself lest you be led. There are a lot more of galactic energies on the planet than ever before, and there will be more that make an appearance. Every entity here has its own way and its own agenda. That's kind of a strong word. And we would just encourage you to follow what is true for you. And there is a way to do that. And the way we found to do that within ourselves is to work with the tools of the golden light, which help you come together within yourself enough out of the illusion of duality for that sovereign being to then emerge from within the love that you are. So it's important because we can be so divided within ourselves, listening to everybody's take and everybody's truth and all of this, but if it's not helping you get to your own, is it really serving you in the way that it could? So it's either people look at it as giving their power away, and then sometimes that's what happens. And then sometimes people get angry about it, and then they pull back. But it's really about how you own your own power and move yourself forward in these times. What would you do if you had no access to your guru, you had no access to your church, you had no access to any of this that you depend upon? When it becomes a dependency, I think that's when it becomes a crutch rather than an empowering way. So the sovereign way is this. It means owning your sovereign entity. And it's not the path of singularity like it sounds, for it's impossible for you to separate you from that which is yourself. Because in truth, we're everything, not just one thing. So sovereign doesn't mean separating from or being against the guru, society, religion, or other manipulative entities. Yet those are most often the circumstances that bring people to this path. People who seek sovereignty are seeking absolute freedom from illusion of every kind. And when they have their own truth and something that someone else says doesn't resonate with the truth that they feel, that is the reason why we encourage you to just be in your own truth. Take every reflection and every opportunity as the gift that it is to arrive at that truth from within the self. So an example, when people hear, "I am that I am," they often interpret that to mean I, singular, God, separate from all. This saying came about when God actually reflected on his creation and asked the question, "Who am I?" And all in creation responded, "I am." So there is no exclusion in the realm of the sovereign self. Sovereign self hears, feels, experiences zero or the circle as the only whole number or symbol. Zero is the circle, the infinite consciousness that expands from within itself as the whole of itself into more of itself. And it is never ending. So when you put up the number one, there's a lot of oneness talk, and you put up your finger in the air, it's one in relation to what? And that in itself speaks to division. So the zero actually originated in the Hindu culture around the 5th century CE from an astronomer who made the zero a real thing. His name is Aryabhata. And in Sanskrit, the word for zero is sunya, which refers to nothingness. And nothingness is exactly it. Nothingness or zero refers to the God or the void from which all creation emerges. So when you come into knowing your sovereign self, you really own yourself as the creator of your reality, of what you wish to experience in the world. It's really an empowering thing to own the whole of who you are and know that you have the power to create such beautiful things from within this nothingness, from where all creation emerges. The circle is considered the symbol of unity because all the regular polygons are embraced by the circle. It's also the symbol of infinity, without beginning or end, perfect, the ultimate geometric symbol. So sovereign can help you move beyond the identity to the whole of who you are. When we embrace the God consciousness beyond a certain amount of duality, we experience everything as nothing. It's just nothing. Nothing really matters. We don't look at the division anymore. We don't see the separation that we create here in the world of duality. We get locked into this way. So, often when one thinks of being sovereign, the emotional filters that we have can arise regarding control, dictatorship, dominion over another. A sovereignty can feel to the powerless or those seeking power as being the end to their troubles, because it's more palatable to be in a position of power than it is a victim. So there's a lot of power pushing out there, but power alone is ego and does not mean empowered. So these are two very different things. So sovereignty owns itself and everything within the self. to become more of itself through self-love. This is why owning power, one's power, requires self-love, skill, and integrity, which is much different than we experience from our leaders of today, worldly and spiritual alike. It requires self-awareness, self-reflection, self-love, self-containment, self-healing, and transformation from the inside out. This is why this path is emerging, because it's almost forcing us to move to this other level of consciousness or to be consumed by the world. And love is what we arrive. Wholeness is what we arrive to through the process of utilizing the consciousness of love that we make conscious within us to transform the duality that we are taught to perceive the world as. And so when you have transformed enough within you, this consciousness will naturally emerge. But until that time, we would just recommend you focus on just loving the self more to arrive at those conclusions. So there are many channels and mouthpieces who speak of love and truth, and even of the golden light, but very few actually do the work to be whole within themselves. This is something that becomes another truth, another modality, an element that they can grasp and market. But the work itself, it can't really help you unless you do the work yourself. So these beings that are here to just tell you about the truth of what it can do are not really able to be the love authentically or come to love within themselves. They just express love when the time requires loving action or words. We have a saying that he who loves others is loving, but he who loves himself is whole. And that is from my spirit, my sovereign being, the sword of truth. So that can often be confusing as people say, what do you mean we and being a sovereign being? So when we refer to ourselves as we, ourselves as we, for me personally, it is a conscious recognition of my inner being and the conscious cooperative relationship I have nurtured with it, that I have with the love that I have become through the reclamation of my soul. So this was something that emerged from within me as a way to connect more deeply with the truth of who I am. So for me, in our work, to refer to me as we is a sign of respect and acknowledgement of who I truly am, the reverence for who and what I am in the constant state of self-love and becoming. It reminds me of the largeness of spirit and the healing and humility required to be an emissary of truth in the world. If I were to make it all about me, it wouldn't really be the truth of we. It's a different way of experiencing more of the self rather than just the identity of the ego. So it feels good to me to do that. I once asked actually my inner being, I said, who are you? And the response was, you are one of us who is the whole of you. So I thought that was kind of interesting and kind of fun, right? We're very multidimensional beings, and it's kind of fun to experience the whole of who you are in these different expressions. The sword of truth is not a separate entity that I channel, actually, from the outside of myself. As I said, it emerged from within the love that I made conscious within myself for many years, with the love of self on this path of healing, and with the self-healing. So this path of the golden light, we began in about 1994. And when I was introduced to the tools, I was channeling straight up split and divided within myself. It was pretty cool to know all the truth, but not really live it. I didn't realize my life didn't reflect what I knew. And so when my beings were, you know, my little entourage, if you will, was saying, no, we're going to govern the information. You need to become this. They told me I had to be, you know, I had to realize that I was the consciousness or the answers and the consciousness I was seeking outside of myself. And so I was given this whole nother set of tools and I started using them. And the only way I could prove to myself that what they said to be true was to do the work to find out. And son of a gun, if you read my first book, you'll see my journey from channeling to golden light and what that brought about for me. Within myself. And then that led to this emergence of God consciousness, which is more of owning ourselves as this sovereign being. So in my first book, The Absence of Evil, Love's Reclamation of the Soul, at chapter 6, Angels and Demons, page 157, I describe a time in my journey in 1995 where I had become proficient working with the golden light and transmuting negative energy of various lifetimes. When one afternoon, grounded in meditation, this is where the sovereignty all began, and I didn't even get it at the time. I was grounded in my meditation, had my head bent slightly forward. My energy was grounded deep into the earth, and Archangel Michael, who was very close to me for a very, very long time, much closer than he has to be now, he appeared showing me his sword of blue-white light. And as I gazed upon it, he spoke to me, telling me that no longer shall you use the sword to fight in the name of God. You shall become the sword itself. Do not march powerfully with the light of God. Walk fearlessly within it. And as I bowed my head even deeper to receive this subtle transmission, he thrust that sword down my spine from the back of my neck and drove it to the base of my spine, where it created an intense electrical blue-white current that ripped through my aura. And his departing words to me were, "You must be willing to be called crazy." So we come up against a lot of these different things from people. Like, they're always interested to find out about the we and what that actually means, because in a human perspective, it means that you're schizophrenic or something, which is kind of funny. But again, the sovereign consciousness reminds you that you're not one thing, you're the totality of your being. And so golden light helped me transform enough of the duality within me for this consciousness to naturally emerge in 2013. It came through very strongly. I don't know if you can recall the shift in what came on the scene at that time as the voice of the sword arose from within me, this sovereign being of me. It was as if I had managed to draw the sword from the stone itself. And a voice very different from any previous voice I had ever heard came from deep within the silence and the love of my being. And this sword that I had now become, as Michael had told me I would some 10 years before, gave me this next level of consciousness that is sovereignty. Now, they have been encouraging me, I just call it a collective, my guidance has been encouraging me to foster this path, continue to foster the path within me. This is a path of not reading other people's books, which I have never done. To find my answers to things and not really going outside of myself. And every time I have, to somebody that I have believed has been more powerful or larger than myself, I have not had a good experience with it. It's been something I don't have to relearn. It keeps driving me inward to remind me that I'm enough, that the totality of my being works with every other aspect of my being to bring me into awareness, to self-love, to healing, and to wholeness. Now, one of the most profound sayings I've ever heard comes from the Gospel of Thomas, from the Nag Hammadi scrolls that were discovered in Egypt in 1945. They are said to be the closest written words of Jesus or Yeshua ever found. "The kingdom of heaven is within and around you, not in buildings of wood and stone. Split a piece of wood and you will find me.
Lift a rock, for I am there. So
it's an important step for these days, because when it comes down to it, to be able to rely on self with a capital S, to rely on this highest part of you, which is your sovereignty, is a really beautiful thing, because you learn how to trust yourself. You learn how to trust your decisions. You learn that this is the source of true love within you. You're never going to find it out in the world like you expect to find it. You might find loving people, but you won't find unconditional love from these people. The, you know, humans, we're all here to learn from each other, to do one thing and one thing only, and that's come back to the love we are within ourselves and transform whatever problems we have with each other back to the love that they are, to reclaim ourselves. So that's why my book is called Love's Reclamation of the Soul, because it was really going into these initial lifetimes that I discovered in my awakening through the reflections of other people to reclaim that as the light within my soul. And that is really the key to becoming the whole of who you are. You're so much more than you experience yourself when you remain divided. So sovereignty is the path of self-empowerment derived from within the condition of love that one is made conscious within the reclamation of one's ego or the soul. So the soul is divided in and of itself until you reclaim it as light, and then you begin to experience the spirit. So there's a difference, because the spirit gives the love that you are life, and you are made of love. Most people experience themselves as emotion and physical and emotion or drama, which is what others call the illusion. So love is what transforms the drama and subsequently the form itself. And then you arise at this different level of consciousness. You become your own, you know, self-regulated, self-transformation, self-guided, self-sufficient, self-ownership, self-serving, self-mastery. And you become congruent. I find it's very important to be really authentic, really transparent, and really congruent, because it's not often found with people in the spiritual world, that they're different people than you experience them when they're on stage. They're different than the words that they speak so eloquently. Yet we're all here to come to the truth of the love within ourselves. And there is oftentimes a refusal from people who are in these realms to do anything to self-reflect and become better within themselves. So sovereignty is the path of to thine own self be true. It's the path of self-sufficiency. And it doesn't mean that you're alone or that you're never to ask for help or guidance from others. Some people can say, well, it feels almost militaristic, right? It feels aloof or cold. And that's not what it is. It simply teaches one to be discerning in who it asks for help, to make sure that whomever they work with will in fact, be of a support to their empowerment rather than a dependency that they learn to rely on. So many claim to help you with your mastery, but they can only open the door. You have to walk through that door to further your evolution. Nobody can help you with that. You have to do it on your own. People can help you with that, rather, but they can't make it happen for you. And there are people that even if they could, they wouldn't. So it's up to you to whether you want to experience yourself as this way. But people like to listen to themselves. I think more often than not, people are just tired of it. They're tired of listening to other people. They're tired of not being able to resonate with what they say, and the frustration only comes from not listening to self. The way I have found to arrive at who I am now and I'm always in the process of becoming, is to learn how to love myself more and overcome these emotions within me that keep me from the expression, the experience of who I am. So sovereignty is an emerging path of this golden age that promises deep insights into reclaiming yourself through the sovereign way of self-love and transformation. We recommend that if this path be for you, that you grab a hold of it and take it, you know, by the horns with all you've got. Back in the days when I was mastering these tools, or beginning to use them rather, in the first levels of my mastery of these tools of the golden light, I was told, they said, Siobhan, look at it this way. I mean, consciousness is moving so quickly right now that every move you make to love yourself reclaims more light within you than ever. And so, I was told back then, look at it like this, Siobhan. If you look at your negative emotion like this big black sheet of paper, and every time you transform a veil of negative emotion, it's like a little pinprick of light comes through that paper. I thought that was the greatest thing ever. I thought that, that felt like, wow, that gives me hope. Like, but if I were told that now, I think I would feel futile, simply because that doesn't seem like anything's going to come around quick enough. But I've got to say that I have students that do this work, and when they practice it and they actually, take it upon themselves to learn how to deepen their connection to the activations and the tools that we give them, they make huge strides in short amounts of time. So much shorter than it would be, than it was all those years ago when consciousness was moving so much slower than it is today. So I feel it's very important. I think there is, it's very important because as the world continues to change, people are going to be grabbing for really anything that they can hold on to. And we want you to learn how to, grab a hold of your own loving being and learn how to trust it and believe in it and know that it loves you and learn the art of self-love and self-healing. Let's see here. I'm not good at questions, Claudia. What was the other question?
No, you answered that. But let me ask you something about all of these that you're saying. One of the questions that comes to mind is, so the golden path and the sovereignty, you're saying that there are a lot of people that are receiving the call or following this path. And I was thinking, well, and what about people that are not called? Are they following their own path? And of course, everywhere, no one is right and no one is wrong.
Correct.
So what is, just in terms of the dialogue, what would be the purpose of in creation of all of the other paths? And this is, I think, and feeling a little judgment on my way, thinking that this path is the better one for everyone. But what is the purpose of all of these different paths in your soul evolution when here comes one path that sounds golden and perfect and beautiful? So do I make sense? But it's why does creation does all of this? Puts you here and they tell you, hey, Siobhan, hey, Claudia, this is the path that you should follow and here it is and these are the tools for this and this is blah, blah, blah. And then you turn around and you see someone else with a different path and you wonder, are they happy there? Am I happier here? Is there a difference? Is there a purpose of all of these different paths?
Well, sure. I mean, look at ice cream, right? There's a reason for every flavor because not everybody is going to be drawn to the same flavor. And, you know, if you start with vanilla and you like vanilla, you know, there might come a day where you want to add sprinkles or hot fudge or something. You know, you might want to add some peppermint sticks to it or something. You might want to get a little adventurous. The path of sovereignty, the reason that this work, you know, for the most part that I found after years of teaching, it has people, we can feel the pull in people because they're just fed up with things, which is usually what brings people to this path. Like they've had mm-hmm. bad experiences with people who they don't believe, they've been misled, they've been lied to, their energy has been messed up, they feel like they have been betrayed by what they wanted help from. They wanted to find help from the church, yet they were abused. They went to an entity to get help to become who they are, but this entity got upset and ruined their energy instead or blocked them because it saw something. You know, there's all these manipulation tactics and things that people do to other people, and they're all learning. It's all about learning. So if I didn't have, you know, if they didn't have those experiences, they wouldn't be trying to find something more that resonated with their truth. Now, when I was channeling, I was very happy doing that. But when I was told that they would govern my information, so I would realize that I am within myself what I'm seeking outside to me, the reason I followed that path, and believe me, I was in resistance. I was hissing at that little cassette tape, was because I felt it so deeply I couldn't ignore the call. I knew I had to do it. It was, there was no question, although my ego had a problem with it, that, you know, and I had to get over that. And so I defiantly said, okay, sure, you tell me that, but I don't know if that's truth for me. And the only way I'm going to find out is if I actually do the work to find out. So I did it to see if it was true. And it became something, it became my gift to the world, was to transform so much, which I continually do because we're always in the process of evolving. This is how my work has evolved over the years, is through my own evolution, through my own experiences, through my own reclamation of the light of my soul, my gifts and my teachings and everything emerge from within it. There's nothing I go outside of myself to find from someone else's work and just go, well, that looks like a good marketing thing. I think I'll add it to mine and sell it. You know, it really becomes a way of organic delivery. You know, I come to it that way. But a lot of people, you know, it requires inner work. It requires somebody who says, I want it bad. And that was something that I wanted bad. I wanted freedom. And most people come to this work wanting their freedom. They want to own their self sovereignly, and they don't want to be told by anyone what to do or how it is to be done. And so it's a lot, but it requires, right, that you sit and you learn how to work with the tools. And quite frankly, I mean, so many years of teaching the golden light and people go, oh my God, you mean there's inner work? There's something I have to be aware of. Oh no, I have to do that. No, I'm sorry. Can't you just make it happen for me? Isn't there a pill for this? You know, and there are beings that can absolutely, you know, alter your energy field. And make you something different. But you know, I think to me personally, that's very disempowering. That's not my path. Do I judge people that go that route? No, absolutely not. Because everyone, no matter where they are, is exactly doing what they need to come to the next level of their own being. There's nothing wrong with anything out there. And this is just more organic. And organic is, you know, it's what you make it. It's slower.
Yeah, you know, you're right when you say that, you know, when you have that pulling, because it's inside of you.
Yep.
When you have that call or that pulling of doing something different or reaching outside of you. And you know, because I have that experience where I'm looking for something and I start asking or calling or going somewhere else only to find out that I have to come back to me and get it inside of me. Because I don't know if that happens to you, but many times when I go to somebody and that somebody says something, I don't believe it until I am able to find a way that makes sense to me in my own experience. It's almost like, oh, this is what they mean about that. But it's, you know, it's when you have it on your own words, in your own experience, in your own, I don't know, creation.
Well, there are a million different ways. Like even with people I work with, it's so funny. Spirit will get me in this loop where my spirit's trying to impress upon them something, and it just is kind of funny, but it works, that we say it over and over and over and over in a million different ways until they can hear it. So there's not one way anyone can hear anything. And sometimes this is why when we mentor people, we coach people, life coach and, you know, holistic life coaching, that we encourage people to listen to the recordings after we're finished because they miss so much during that time. And when you learn to listen with your, you know, you close your eyes and you're listening not with the mind, but from your intuition, you absorb a lot more. There's a lot that you miss. But it's that one thing that'll click and then they'll get it. Yeah, you know, so I can say it in one way and someone else can say it in another way. And there are just all these different voices of truth out there. And if it resonates with you, great. You know, then go for what resonates with you. And that is the perfect thing for you. But there's a million different ways to say it. And as far as you having to have the experience before it becomes true for you, I can totally relate to that. Because I wasn't just going to take those words, even though I could feel them so deeply, I couldn't ignore it. But my mind couldn't make sense of it. And your mind isn't going to be able to make sense of it. You have to integrate it. You've got to feel it out and feel where your resistance is. Where your resistance is, love is required to transform the resistance. And it's not so you come to the knowing of what you've been told. It's so you come to the truth of your own knowing. There could be a whole nother truth that arises from within your willingness to do the work, because anytime we're in resistance to something, it really is wonderful. This is what the path is about, is to be self-aware enough and be grounded enough to not react in the moment, but to be able to love yourself in that moment if you're adept at using the tools, or do a deeper session with yourself outside of what your experience was in order to transform it. You know, it's always embodied. All of our resistance comes from the child within us. It's something. Mm-hmm. There's not been one thing in my experience yet that I haven't been able to reduce to childhood. And it happens from the time you're conceived until you're 8 years old. That's when mm-hmm. all of this duality is imprinted in your physical body, and everything else is a spin-off from that. So what pisses me off about is always how the child...
I was laughing at myself the other day, because exactly what you're saying, I came to a realization that for one issue that I was dealing with, it is this two-year-old having a tantrum. And I was thinking of myself, I was like, come on, Claudia, you're almost 60. I'm a new grandma, and I'm having a tantrum inside of me, like a two-year-old that just wants to pick up and carry. It's like, how?
Well, that's like, a really good point. Because it's always the two-year-old in you. It's always the child that feels that way. It's not the adult. The adult can go, what the heck was that all about? Well, when you learn how to get really grounded with the tools that we teach you, you learn to be self-aware enough to recognize that it is just a very small part of you that is unloved. And when you transform it with the love that you make conscious within you using the golden light tools, then it becomes very easy to adapt that to being your experience of how you deal with these things. It's always the child in you, always. It's never the adult. But the adult just projects because it uses the mind to identify how angry it is, and then it projects that anger out into the world instead of owning how it feels and giving that anger a place to express itself where all conflict begins and ends, which is within your own aura. And when you're contained in the love of being going through the process, that's when it doesn't become a continual part of the problem in the world of duality, you literally transform it within the sovereignty of your being. So I would like to do something real quick. We're almost, it's 12:45. Everybody who's listening, just take a moment and close your eyes. And just take
Shivan,
a nice...
Shivan, take your time. Don't worry about the time. Okay.
Okay. Just go ahead and close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. And we always saturate you with so much information. Just let everything that's buzzing in your mind, just let it relax. Just let the mind quiet. Try to drop your awareness down to your center from the forehead. It helps to tip your head just slightly forward so the energy can just drop. Take a nice deep breath yet again. Feel the body relax, just that ripple of relaxation go from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Now take your right hand and tune into your body and put your hand where the sovereign is within you. And just listen for what the sovereign you has to say. It usually comes up pretty quickly, and we don't even realize we can do that. What does the sovereign in you say? When I first heard that voice from the sword within me, and this was, 10 years after I was told I'd become the sword itself, I had a 3-year-old. I mean, who's thinking about that? I was meditating, working, all this other stuff. And then when the God consciousness happened on the planet, then I realized what that meant. But it is a voice that is different from every other voice. And for me, it was completely different than a voice I had ever heard from channeling. Because it arises from the truth of your own being, which is inside of you. It's important we learn to trust ourselves. It's important that we learn to listen within ourselves. One of my favorite channels on the planet, Esther Hicks, one of her sayings is, one of Abraham's sayings is, words don't teach, experience teaches. And so if you find yourself frustrated with all that's out there to try to help you, go with what resonates with you. Sovereignty is the rulership of the kingdom of self, where you take ownership for all of it, for your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. And you strive to keep them in a state of self-love, self-healing, self-transformation, self-guided, self-sufficient. And it doesn't mean you don't care about anybody else, Love really doesn't care. Love just loves. It's another one of our sayings. So it's the difference between being that which you are and acting like that which you want to be. Sovereignty owns itself. It owns the totality of being. And it's interesting to see people speak of oneness who channel information and are divided within themselves. And so what they're doing out in the world, they're equally part of the problem. They're constantly trying to do something in the world to solve the problem that they're still creating because they don't take ownership and responsibility to love themselves as well. Now, we're not all here to do that, obviously, because we have to have all these experiences to eventually come to what is true for us. But it's kind of interesting from my perspective, being where I am in observance of what is in the world. The sound is the lion's roar, and the color is gold. And so the difference we can make by becoming the love that we are helps us to also lead from that love, to help others find that love within themselves, and from a greater place of compassion. So what did your sovereign self say, Claudia?
You're going to love it. It said that my grandson loves me and that he's going to be, do not worry.
Good. So if we look at the whole of who we are, you know, as we said earlier, spirit or God or whatever you want to call it is everything, not just one thing. You know, we can draw upon these, and we do actually in our evolution draw upon these different aspects of our being to help us through what we're doing at the time. You know, when I spoke of Archangel Michael earlier, that energy is the strength in me. The power that I have to protect me. He's not a separate entity of me. He's a part of the whole of who I am, and he's an aspect of myself that was with me so every breath in a different way than he is now, because in the early days going through the path of becoming more of sovereign consciousness within me was taking me through these very deep levels of darkness within myself. Now, you know, making conscious the love within me that I am to overcome this darkness. And he was there, this aspect of me was there much more readily in a different way to protect me. But yet we give these aspects of ourselves names and colors and wings, and all of that's an illusion as well. So if we're truly coming back to our sovereign self or our God self or the circle of nothingness, then we have to get over these ways we divide within ourselves and within our reality. So it's kind of nice when you say, wow, I'm really that strength. I'm really that power to love. I'm really that, yeah, you really are. Sovereign consciousness, you own that by transforming what keeps you separate from that experience. Because the only thing keeping you from being the totality of your being is you not having the tools or wanting to take the time to love yourself into that being. And so like I say, back in the old days, you know, it was a huge thing of hope to think every little pinprick of, you know, was light. But now it's like every small effort you make creates a greater opening. The ability to reclaim the light of your soul is so much greater and so much faster than it's ever been, because time is now. People don't want to sit and do the work. They never really have. So it's almost as if spirit is saying, okay, well, you know, we are looking at the clock here and hope you guys can make it. And so we have to, you know, create these, I don't know, bring these beings to the planet who are literally unplugging them from their human selves, but at least they're being disabled from their emotional bodies being active in the world. So I guess, you know, everything's perfect. It's like whatever can be done so the duality is overcome or muted or, you know, we'll create the tipping point. But for me, this path is absolutely worth it, and something that spirit has been trying to get me to realize for, you know, a very long time. If I can't hear my own spirit, if I can't hear my own guidance because I'm being overridden by something, something else is trying to intervene, that really bothers me. So that it became more important to me than anything else. So did anybody have any questions? Do you have any questions, Claudia?
And not a question, but something that you said about how you were channeling Archangel Michael, and that was more prominent the others of the day that you were talking about. I remember on one occasion when the first time that I got this idea that there was a encore of beings and not just the one, and mm-hmm. but the one that includes the all. And I was in meditation with it myself, and I was asking the question, how can that possibly be? So who is inside of me? So the explanation that I got, it was so beautiful because it says, well, imagine that there is this sea of this sea, and every molecule of water is one of you. So you are part of that sea, and you are all. Yep. And then imagine that when you do a body, a physical body, let's think of a glass, and you just dip the glass inside of that ocean and fill it up. And I say, okay, so now explain to me who is in that water, in that glass. And I'm like, oh, the whole of it. So that to me was so beautiful and simple to understand that inside of you is the whole of everything at the same moment, because it's just a glass of the ocean of infinity. And but it was so I understand also when you say that when you go within you and you listen to that, and I always say that for me, that being that is inside of me, that is me, which is very knowledgeable, it's like I cannot come up with those things on my own. Like that. That's when I know there's something else beyond this physical me, Claudia, that is talking to me, because it's so profoundly beautiful,
it's source,
loving.
It's the source of all knowledge. And we're just taught to go to books, and we're taught to go to others, and we're taught to look and to think. We're always taught to go to the mind for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that is where people want to go to try to find it. And you're never going to find really the truth. That's why people meditate, because they get out of that thinking way. But then they come across something and they hear and they want to try to analyze it. they're like, wait a minute, I can't make sense of that, or I need to make sense of it with the mind. And so they cut off their connection to the answer by going to the mind for it. So this is why we encourage, put your hand find your sovereign within you. What does your sovereign say? You know, the sovereign is strong, and the sovereign is, it has a lot of responsibility, and the sovereign is, all knowing. The sovereign is it. And so that's what it is for me. And so there's nowhere to go. I'm right here. And so we experience through all these years of the evolution of spiritual work. I mean, I've been doing this for, 35 years, and we've seen the different trends. Like, it's interesting how spirit seems to create these trends. Like back when I had my wake up call in 89 and 90, it was all about channeling, and there's some channels that are still channeling the same beings they were back then. And then in 94, I was given this other set of tools and told, asked to take another path. Right. And I did, because I knew it was right for me. But, and then the evolution was angels, and then it was mediumship, and now it's sovereignty. Mm-hmm. So we keep evolving and experiencing these different levels of our being, these different gifts that we all have. We just have to nurture the connection. And so it's just a way to familiarize ourselves, to get to know this part of ourselves, to see the beauty of the, this part, like you say, this glass of water. That's the most beautiful analogy I think I've ever heard about it. It's, we're just like this glass that's containing the whole of everything, and we're experiencing parts of ourselves when these parts are, necessary for our growth.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever aspect of that you're working with, that's why there's no one road to get anywhere. It's just that you might try this for a while and that might not work, and you try this for a while. But there's something for everybody, and aren't we blessed in that? Could you imagine if it was just all vanilla?
Yeah, no. And I also know that the different paths that are shown on our life is not because the other one was outdated or not true. Yeah. It's just
correct.
To keep it fun. I think it's because we need to be in the fun and excitement. And okay, that's new because that's the experience of life that we are getting.
Well, I've always viewed my path as a journey from duality to wholeness. And people say it's just a matter of perception, but if you're divided within yourself, then, you know, it's a way of you have to think about something, but it becomes a way of being if you transform what's in the way of you in that experience. And so for me personally, it's about transforming more and more and more of whatever keeps me from the experience of my God self and my sovereignty. So it's fun along the way, but everything is a step on the path of your evolution. And, you know, people want ultimately freedom. And so, you know, for me, the way to freedom is owning myself.
So can you let us know again, for people that are ready for that freedom, for sovereignty, how can they get to your worship?
Okay, so on the Blog Talk Radio page, there should be a link. You can always go to my website under workshops at myname.com, so SiobhanNicolau.com. What this particular workshop for this month is going to do is to activate you so you can experience this part of you that is the sovereign in you. So it's an activation for that, to kind of connect you to this part of yourself so you get to know what the difference is, because there is a difference in the way you experience this aspect of you. And so then we give you tools to strengthen the connection and to help you maintain it. And it'll be really fun. So you will experience conscious contact with your sovereignty at a much deeper level, how to nurture that experience in your inner world and how to allow the emergence of self through watercolor. That's what they were encouraging me to do. But anyway, we have lots of tools to share with you. We do one-on-one work quite frequently. That's through our mentorship program. We just kind of take you from the ground up. And again, this is all available in the link in bio. SovereignMastery@gmail.com. You can go ahead and email me. We'd be happy to send you a complimentary sovereign experience meditation to kind of get you familiar with the consciousness and the tool of that. Very happy to gift that to you today. So it should be everything on the page.
Yes. So thank you, everybody. And remember, you're coming back in 2 months.
Yes.
And we're going to be waiting for another excellent topic with Conversations of the Sword of Truth. And anything that everybody needs, please contact Steve and we will contact you with Siobhan. But I am so happy that you're here, that you're sharing your truth, this energy of love that you bring every other month to see you. We could not be without it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I very much appreciate
it. Thank you again. And everybody have a good day. Thank you for coming today to the show. And remember, we are here every Friday at 12 p.m. and enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you.